Please be seated. And if you would, take a look at your missal. Another missal moment. We'll make sense of this and our life. So if you look at the inside cover, you'll notice that today's commemoration, it says, Sunday of the Holy Fathers. Okay? And if you've been observant over the months, we've had, over the year, we have three observances of the Holy Fathers. And what does that mean? It's a particular feast day. One is in mid-July, the other one is mid-October, and the other one is the Sunday before Pentecost every year. And one of them, you know, commemorates the Holy Fathers who convened at the Fourth Ecumenical Council. You remember from your church history and your catechism. Yes, of course. I won't quiz you on what century, what year that was, and how many fathers, but anyway. And another one has to do with, I think, the fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, and another one has to do with the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. However, whenever these three feast days come up, we usually just kind of think of all, the fathers of all the councils. The hymns are quite similar for all of these three feast days, thankfully. Choir only has to learn one set, and you know, it's quite efficient because we sing them three times a year instead of one time a year. Anyway, so I want you to take a look at the hymn. It's in your missal at the bottom of the first column that starts, Supremely Blessed Are You, O Christ our God. Okay? And you know, no one should have a problem. This is a hymn directed towards the Lord. Often, sometimes we direct hymns directly to the person involved, but in this case, it is a thanks and glory to Christ for something. And just to point out, what we are thanking God for is for the Holy Fathers who did what? They were like beacons on the earth, so, you know, like a lighthouse pointing to the right place to go. And through them, what God did is he guided us all to the true faith. So we need to think of these fathers of the councils as being those who safeguard what is what the Christian church, you know, believes the authentic interpretation of the Bible, the authentic interpretation of the dogmas, and they set the line. They said, here's the line, you know, if you follow this way, you know, you're following the truth, and it's the way towards, you know, eternal life. Other ways, not so sure, okay? So that is why we celebrate these fathers, kind of like celebrating President's Day, you know, and well, of course, Arbor Day, Flag Day, we all celebrate that, right? And plant a tree or something. But really, these holidays are for us, you know, another opportunity to worship, another opportunity to be reminded of our church history, and to glorify God, obviously, for, you know, not only the great things that he did personally, but what he does through his faithful servants. Now, speaking about, you know, ecumenical councils, 2016, keep reading your church news if you have any, is the year that has been set now for the next great and holy council. Won't be, I mean, they're going to call it, some people will call it an ecumenical council. There's a whole discussion of what the term ecumenical means. But anyway, it's going to be a great and holy council of the church, which involves the entire Orthodox Church in the whole world. Now, whether or not every single bishop from all the dioceses of all the world are actually going to go to the council, and I think it's going to be in Turkey, in Istanbul, Constantinople, I think so. Usually, that's not what happened. Usually, delegates, you know, appointed people from the various patriarchates and dioceses and whatever will go and discuss things. And this council has been in preparation since the 1960s, believe it or not. And we'll talk about this more as it gets closer, but they're going to talk not so much about dogma, because the dogmas were kind of pretty much finished being discussed, you know, in the 6th, 7th century, maybe in the 14th century of St. Gregory Palamas. I mean, we kind of know what is Orthodox and what is not Orthodox. However, in August, this August, all of the bishops of the ecumenical patriarchate, meaning all of the from our archdiocese and wherever the ecumenical so-called Greek Orthodox churches are throughout the world, will be meeting in Constantinople at the patriarchate, in August, probably in preparation for this. I don't know. I don't know the agenda, but if I had to guess, maybe they're going to appoint the delegates for it or whatever, whatever they're going to do. But there have been committees preparing for this great and holy council for decades. This isn't something that's happening lightly. So reports will be made, and we'll talk about it again. In any case, kind of good that you're here. Consider being part of the cool group that comes early, and if we do Vespers sometime, the really cool group that comes for the night before to start celebrating a feast, you know, the night before. That's where all the really meaty stuff is, you know, all the specific things about the particular feast. I'm guilty. I don't celebrate President, I don't, Memorial Day. I did not go to the cemetery. I do call my dad and congratulate him for being, you know, a veteran. But church holidays, you know, really think about it, because they're good for us also, to another time to worship the Lord and thank him for the things that he did. In any case, let's stand and pray now.